The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
I'm William Pesek. South Korea's tycoons were relieved when the pro-business Park Geun-hye was elected last month as the nation's 18th president. The main knock against her predecessor was that he was too beholden to corporate interests. Park's win was seen as a victory for the economic system that raised Korea from devastation in the 1950s. Yet 60 years on, it's time to highlight the absurdity of this view. Sticking to the past is no way to secure the future. There's much to admire where Korea is today. The 2.8% growth forecast for this year is quite respectable among developed nations. Yet that success is coming at a great cost. A widening income gap, struggling small businesses, and the highest suicide rate in the developed world. At the root of this paradox is the very engine that powered the nation. Its celebrated family-run conglomerates, or the chaebol, have become to South Korea what too-big-to-fail banks are in the U.S. Every economy has a certain amount of innovative oxygen to sustain prosperity. Too much of Korea's is absorbed by the chaebol. Their dominance not only starves young would-be entrepreneurs of air, but also impedes the creation of a vibrant stable of small and mid-sized companies. President Park must use her five-year term to rid Korea of this dysfunctional family affair. For more opinion from Bloomberg View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.